This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Think they've been doing in Lenten, North Dakota? You think they've been saying a lot of prayers, doing a rain dance? what do they do deserve 2 inches of rain in Lenten, do you think?
They've been wishing the hardest.
If you're listening in Lenten today, let us know how you're living, because the folks in Hazen want to know. They only got 2100s. All right? Lenten 2 inches. Hazen .20. What does Linton know that Hazen doesn't? That's the big question today.
Well, it kind of went on the south of Bismarck Mandan, kind of skirting between Bismarck Mandan and the South Dakota border. You know, the other thing is somebody might have cranked up this song, and at this point, I think we just use every weapon in the arsenal.
Bring them on. No, exactly
right.
We'll
try everything.
Exactly right, yeah. So, Lenten 2 inches, Tappan an inch, Wishick about 3/4 of an inch, same with Mandan, Bismarck Airport a little better than 1/2 an inch, Carson 1/2 an inch, Jamestown just shy of a half, Edgley, 4/8, all in that just shy of a half category, Harvey about 1/3 of an inch, same with Dickinson, 2100s in Hazen. That's the western and central North Dakota's rainfall amount. We'll give you east in a moment as well. But it's progress. It's rain. Yesterday we were talking about the drought, and it's, you know, the drought's not gone, but that's helping us some in some areas. So love it, love it, love it. If you text us today on what's on your mind with the rainfall amount that you have where you are, just say, this amount of rain, here's where I'm at. We'll put you in a drawing for a free MyPillow. So give us the rainfall amount and the current weather report if you want. 701-367-2054 for Todd. 701-226-8503 for Todd, rather. 701-367-2054 for me. And you can also email us, studio at What's On Your Mind Radio, or call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776, and let us know. We'll put you in the drawing for a free MyPillow, because we want to know how much rain you got where you are, because that's good news today on What's On Your Mind. Heidi Heitkamp is in my focus today. We're going to talk about that. I'm just advance warning the listening audience that I'm going to be talking about Heidi Heitkamp, Todd, as a courtesy to the staffers that are, you know, the Democratic Senatorial Committee and her staff and all the campaign people. They like to transcribe the show and write it down, especially when we have, like, Congressman Kramer on, who's brave enough to come on every week and take calls from listeners. So Senator Heitkamp hides in a bunker, doesn't talk to real people, and then she just has her staff record what the others say so she can put on ads.
So I'm not supposed to buzz you today, then, when you do that, then. I'm not.
What did I do?
Well, in case... Well, every once in a while you might use
the buzzer
term
for
Heidi, but today it's expected, so.
Why?
Keeping you on the rails, man.
I'm just trying to remember. The rules sometimes get away from me. Have I not referred to Senator Heitkamp as Senator Heitkamp, so I just say Heidi and then people get upset or something?
Yeah.
Are you making this
up? Yeah.
You're making this up.
I'm making this up as I go along, right, yeah, pretty much.
You're making it up. Anyway, so we have that today. We also have the new athletic director at the University of Mary, Dale Lennon. Can't wait to talk about his story. Knox, North Dakota. I'm pretty sure that's where the farm is. I know the stories about Dale talk about him being from rugby. I think he went to school in rugby, but I think he's from Knox. But UND fans know him as a former Sioux. He coached there. He went on to coach D1 football in Illinois, came back to the University of Mary, was in advancement there, now is the athletic director replacing Roger Thomas. So Ian Jerome Richter will be here next hour and chat about what's going on there. We're going to talk with the top negotiator for the teachers union in Grand Forks. For the other side of that story we brought you last week about an impasse. And there are other impasses out there. School boards sitting across the table from teachers saying, we can't give you the raises you want. You and I fund that through property taxes. Are we willing to pay more in property taxes for teachers? Need more data from our listeners before I can give you my gut reaction on that. So those are a couple of things we're going to talk about today in the program. But most importantly, some folks got some decent rain last night. It's a good thing. We want to know what you got for rain. We'll give you a free MyPillow on us. We'll pick one winner before the end of the program. And this will be the MyPillow, the one Todd and I sleep in. But if you'd like one for your pet, you can do that too. If you'd like a MyPillow mattress, if you'd like a MyPillow bed, you'd like the body pillow, the travel pillow. I think that all-purpose cushion is kind of neat. Keeps you comfortable. Bleachers are the most uncomfortable seating ever. Sat there for graduation, thought, why don't I have one of the MyPillow pillows here? You know, wheelchairs and scooters, if you're out fishing and boating, a little bit uncomfortable, camping, hunting, they've got them all. And these are great gifts. 800-506-9028. It's a special number for our listeners. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So, let's get to it today. If you want to chat with Todd and I, we'd love to talk to you. I'm in Bismarck today. Studios of 550 K-Fire. We're coming to you live and direct from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. You may also be listening on the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag, KTGO 1090 radio, or 1460 KLTC. Wherever and however you're listening, we appreciate that. Maybe the iHeartMedia app. Maybe the AM 1100, the flag app. Nice way to listen. Just take us with you wherever you're at. We do appreciate you very much, okay? Here's the Heidi Heitkamp question. Proving I have no lifetime. I listened to an entire hearing of the Homeland Security Committee of the United States Senate this weekend. And it's a long story. I got up early Sunday, thought we were going to Mass at 8:30, and we decided to go at 10:30. So I was up, you know, even earlier than I needed to be, like, you know, 6-ish. The Sunday shows were blah, blah, blah. So I caught this hearing on C-SPAN. And in the hearing, Senator Heidi Heitkamp tells us she's all spent a lot of time on the border, southern border especially, and she's for the wall. She didn't call it the wall, she called it a fence, but that's because she can't be a Democrat and talk positively about the wall, so you call it a fence, and then it's the same thing, and then, you know, that's how politics works.
Sure.
Here's your political lesson of the day, okay? My question is, do you believe her? See, it's starting, folks. You've seen the television ads. Heidi in a ad with a bunch of military aircraft. See how hard I work for our military folks. I love our military folks. See, we got to sound conservative, and it's just the political game. By the way, she learned from the best. I mean, Earl Pomeroy, Kent Conrad, Byron Dorgan, they could slap on a flannel shirt like nobody's business, come back and but, you know, you remember when Byron Dorgan said he wasn't running? It was when there was town hall meetings on Obamacare, and he actually was held to account about what was in the bill, and he hated it. I was at the hearings, not the hearings, but the town hall meetings. I saw the look in his eye. It was, I hate this. I'm out of here. John Holman surges to, like, in polls, a 20-30 point lead, and then all of a sudden Senator Dorgan says, you know, I'm going to do something else, you know? Yeah, that's very convenient. That very same thing could happen with Heidi Heitkamp. Now, she's in a tough spot, see, because most of you here in North Dakota think highly of Donald Trump. So she can't bash Donald Trump like the rest of her Democratic colleagues. She can't really join that game, even though she didn't like him. She didn't want to be like him. She's already in a little bit of trouble because she recently said at a gathering of some business folks that she wasn't going to join the resistance, using the you know, the buzzword of the Bernie Sanders kind of crowd. If you didn't see that,
did she say it like that? Resistance.
That was my flair. Oh, okay. I added a little flair to that, yeah. But that's what it is. And so that you know, brought the equivalent of what Byron Dorgan saw of being for Obamacare from those of us who were saying, this is a bad idea, bad idea. And by the way, it was. We were right. And very well informed on the issue, the people that were showing up at these hearings. So I just a couple of serious, simple questions for you. Can Heidi Heitkamp do that? Does that work? Can she now be for the wall and sort of act pro-Trump tough? I like the fence. I've been on that southern border. I'm for the fence. I've got her saying it. We'll play it. I mean, does that fly? Do you buy it? Does she win enough people over? Are there enough people that are not paying attention? As someone that wants Donald Trump's policies enacted, do you see her as any kind of an ally? Can she go to the other side and say, come on, let's be reasonable? Hey, after all, I'm from a red state here. Is this going to work is what I want to know. Okay? So those questions, your take on what's going on with Heidi Heitkamp, the shift, the political shift, the winds. Is she really for the fence? Maybe she's really for the fence. Do you buy that? 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number to weigh in locally, 701-258-0550. On What's On Your Mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Every day made better is what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is all about. Five locations in North Dakota to serve you. Becca in Buxton told us an incredible story about how much she loves her Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2. Becca, tell us your story.
I'm really busy. I'm a mother of five and we farm. So my days get extremely busy and I end up having to wear so many different hats and days, from being a mom and a cook and a housekeeper and a farmhand. I look forward to the end of the night when I can get into our hot spring spa and I can with my husband and I can just be his wife. I think it's awesome that every night can be a date night without leaving the house.
Isn't that fantastic? It is just something you look forward to all day long. So even the tough stuff all day, being a mom and being busy on the farm, you know what's coming at the end of the night makes everything a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, it's been great for us. The kids love it, too. You know, we get more conversation out of them in the hot tub than we do around the dinner table. Find out more about everybody's day.
I've noticed that with our kids, too. It's fantastic. You get them to talk and just tell you a little bit about their day and get some sit-still time without the phone or anything around
you,
right?
Yep. No devices in the hot tub. It's great.
That alone is every day made better right there.
Absolutely.
Every day made better. For Becca and Buxton and you, too, stop at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, or online at HotSpringND.com. That's HotSpringND.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Need a strategic plan in terms of border security. And one thing that we hear about is fencing, and I've spent a lot of time on the southern border. I believe that barriers can be enormously effective as they have been in the San Diego area.
Can I hum on the radio, or does that get the buzzer?
Oh, go ahead.
Todd has a new buzzer now.
No.
He wanted to listener demanded that we kind of soften the buzzer up a little bit.
You know,
it's too annoying.
Yeah. Plus, it's probably time, because that was the Obama buzzer anyways. Maybe we do need to do one.
Yeah, very nice. Back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 258-0550. Anything on your mind, let us have it. A lot of weather reports here that I'll give you in just a second. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Do you know they're giving away $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards? You need to register every single week to do that. That's reason enough, just reason alone to go in there. Plus, when you pull up to the pump, 100% American-made fuels, and they're pumps that you own, because PetroServe USA is customer-owned. People just like you. PetroServe USA, they connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Okay. One texter says on Heidi, by the way, I am starting to see Heidi Heitkamp signs on street corners like you see at election time. Mm-hmm. Proving my point. See, that's why I'm saying, when she's saying, I'm for a wall, always been for a wall, I've been down to the southern border, all for it, da-da-da. Now, I don't know whether to be glad that she's for the wall now, or whether that'll change anyway, or what's going on, but it just seems rather shameless, right? See, Donald Trump was elected on the wall. Donald Trump got big numbers in North Dakota. He's more popular than I am. I'll be for the wall, too. I'll be for the wall. I mean, do you buy that?
So you make your policy based on the poll of the moment?
I don't know. All right, Carrington, 3/4 inch. Thank you for that update. That's a nice little number. Jamie sends a note, says, my cousin from Dodge told me they only got 1/3 inch of rain. All right, it's better than goose egg, right?
No kidding. Something's better than nothing at this point.
Right, right. Just over 1/2 inch at Chimney Butte Ranch, 17 miles northwest of St. Anthony, North Dakota. 1/2 inch. That ain't hay. Hopefully we'll make some hay. Bowman, 58 degrees, cloudy, and they got about 22/100ths, about 1/4 inch in Bowman. 3/4 inch. Yeehaw, northeast of Bismarck. Neighbor's chickens are singing a new song. See, I thought you'd be happy to wake up to that. How about this? North of Tappan, 1 3/4. Yeah. We had one report of Tappan at 1 inch, Linton at 2 inches. North of Tappan, this is a new one, 1 3/4. Pretty amazing. Northeast of Bismarck, 65/100ths. All right. Keep those coming. One of you will win my pillow. Texter says, sorry about the cat's out of the bag on Heidi. No jumping on the Trump train with the wall project. See, the difficulty is if she sincerely was jumping on the wall train, would we care that she previously was against it? I don't. It's sort of like the pro-life thing. I don't care when you come to that. If you come to that position and you, for whatever reason, have an awakening of sorts, glad to have you. But I think in Heidi's case, it does inform sort of the phony baloney stuff there a little bit. Agree or disagree? Let me know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another texter. She's not for the fence. She wants to run again and is seeing how the political winds are blowing. She's two-faced. Typical Heidi. Hides until she's out of... Typical Heidi hides until she's sort of agrees with Trump. Okay. We don't need another term with her. She doesn't stand up for North Dakota. Time to go bye-bye. Got it.
You don't think the whole pipeline era solidified her future as far as a senator representing North Dakota?
Why would that?
Her electability?
She was hiding through that whole thing, too.
Right.
Oh, you're saying.
Doesn't that already pretty much...
Dunsky.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you press up David there in Valley City for some reason? I'm not able to. Press.
I can hear you.
Oh, good, good, good. Hi, David. How are you?
Not too bad. That was a nice rain, but we didn't get much here.
You didn't, huh?
Anyway.
I was in Valley City a few hours ago, and it was a light rain, but it was raining.
Yes, but it all helps.
Yeah, we need some more reports from the east, too, so let us know. And Minnesota's getting some rain now, too. Most of that storm system moved on over into Minnesota. So wherever you're listening, let us know what you got for rain. Put you in the MyPillow drawing. What's on your mind, David?
A suggestion for improving your program. Every Monday, first segment, make a report on all the senators and representatives' conservative rating within your listening area, which would be Eastern Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Western, and North Dakota. I'd be interested in finding out whether Heidi's conservative rating is higher than the two so-called Republicans representing us.
When you say rating, you're talking about a ranking on their votes?
Ranking on their conservative voting record. I think there's three organizations that do that.
Yeah, so you're saying the little report card. Hey, here after the last week's votes, here's where the votes are at. But you actually think that, if I heard you correctly, Senator Heitkamp's conservative voting record would be higher than Senator Hoeven or Congressman Cramer?
I was just wondering about that.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be the case at all. Especially if a lot of the rankings that are out there, we'd have to agree on a ranking. But for instance, you know, like the Heritage Foundation one, it's not Heritage Foundation, it's like Heritage Action. You know, they would be critical of Congressman Cramer because he's not more conservative. So for instance, Heidi Heitkamp would be like a zero to his like 50 or something. But you know, if we can agree on one, that's not a bad idea. Just to kind of you know, benchmark. How about if we make up our own? Why rely on somebody else? What defines a conservative for the What's on Your Mind audience? I think that'd be a lot more useful exercise than relying on some Washington idea. A lot of what goes on in Washington with those rankings is designed to do more fundraising. You know, they want to go that route. So it's worth digging into a little bit, though. David, it's a good idea. I like the idea of giving you a benchmark, if you will, each week. So we're up for that. We're always up for that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They need folks to work for them, and they do training, by the way. But if you're an experienced mechanic or if you'd like to have some more experience on tank trailer work, welding, give Gary a call at Polar Service Center. 701-495-3592 is his cell phone number. You get him direct, you get right into the queue. Incredible pay after $32 an hour. Wonderful benefits. And just a whole host of things that put them a cut above. They really are. They're in Williston. They're in Kildare. They're in Billings. Call Gary now to get in the queue. Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592 for $32 an hour.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, folks, lay it on us at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. Do you need a new sprayer? Do you need a new sprayer? Well, then Apache's the brand, the businessman sprayer. Best warranty in the business, best drivetrain in the business, best operator comfort in the business. One thing after another is the best. ET Ag Center has any parts you need anytime. Not only, by the way, for Apache sprayers, for any brand. HighPlainsApache.com. Stop and see them across the road from Bonanza, East Side Court in Mandan. Exit 60, south of Fargo, I-29. It's in beautiful Frontier, North Dakota. And ask them about the best of the best. High Plains Apache's Apache sprayer. Jeff Williston, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak my mind this morning.
You bet.
Yes, I'm calling because the 14th of June is National Flag Day, and that's the day that we recognize what that flag represents, the freedoms and liberties that so many of us some of us take for granted and so many of us enjoy, and also shows the American spirit. And as a retired Marine, at times I find myself kind of disappointed. I don't see hardly very many houses or apartments or businesses that display the American flag. And I would just ask everybody out there, respectfully suggest that you display the American flag and show your pride in being an American and recognizing all the sacrifices that were made for that flag.
1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a presidential proclamation establishing a National Flag Day. We've been doing this a long time on June 14th. The way to celebrate it is to display it. And if you don't have one, good opportunity to do it, right? Get out there and, get one up however you need to get one up for tomorrow in Flag Day. But maybe make this the year you add one to the house of business. I agree with you. It's a great suggestion.
Yep. And one other thing, I'd like to wish President Trump happy birthday.
That's tomorrow, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's on Flag Day. How about that?
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Let me ask you something, Jeff. Do you think that's a coincidence?
No, I don't. I think it's the grace of God.
You're a smart dude. Appreciate your call, Jeff. Thank you very much, and thanks for the shout on Flag Day. Good idea. Anything else you do on Flag Day besides get the flag out there? It's tomorrow. So Jeff's call allows you 24 hours to get where you need to get and do it. Texter says, in response to the greedy hay seller that texted yesterday that the millionaire ranchers should open up their wallets, most young ranchers owe $1 million plus.
I hope when his greedy butt gets to the pearly gates, the cost is $6, and all he has is a 5-spot. Then he will know what it's like to not have enough money to get what you want. Hang in there, ranchers. I would share your sentiment on asking ranchers to hang in there. There was a fair amount of pushback against that comment last week, so that listener sent a note back, said, I'm not against ranchers whatsoever, and I'm certainly not trying to pit ranchers against farmers. I'm related to and have worked on both. I was simply making a point about hay and fair market price for bales when demand is high. All right. Who's right? 800-228-0550. It's got the Mobridge, South Dakota. Jeff, you get some rain down there?
Yeah, I got two rain gauges, one in the front yard, one in the back, and they both said just a tick under an inch and a half. So that was enough to make her through a day and a half of wind anyway.
There you go. Better than nothing, but an inch and a half, I think a lot of places would take that right now. So you lucked out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're happy. And then as far as what makes a person a conservative, I was kind of thinking about that. And as far as me, I don't know if it's so much what I believe in is how much I'm opposed to what the other side believes in and does that makes me a conservative.
Give me an example.
Well, just the way the left is just going so bonkers right now and getting in with all the fake news. And I know there's fake news on both sides and stuff, but this stuff's all out of hand. So the way the left is acting makes me feel that I would never be a liberal. And the way that they just think that the world needs to be opened up to everybody and all peace and love, and that's all great to think about, but it just isn't the way it is for right now, you know. So that's just kind of what makes me more of a conservative, I think.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Welcome others' take on this. The reason we brought this up was a caller suggested an improvement in the show, which we always welcome. Love to hear how you think the show can be better. We're far from perfect. Welcome suggestions from our fine audience. You are the reason we exist every day, to inform you, to entertain you. And if it can be better, tell us. And that caller said, tell me every week the ratings of Congressman Cramer, Senators Hovind and Heitkamp. And I explained that there's some games that are played with some of those rankings, but maybe we should come up with our own, but we need to define what is a North Dakota conservative. So that person was giving us a suggestion, and I'd welcome others from you as well. Let me get a few more texts in here. I got a lot rolling in. A little over a third of an inch by Hanover. Closer to Hanover than Hazen, says one listener. Fargo listener says, as for rain, I'm not sure to the amount, but my basement is wet. Looks like I'll be mopping soon. All right. Sounds like Heidi Heitkamp is swinging for the fences to get people to like her, says another on that question. A mile north of Lake Chida, 1 inch. No. I think I got a typo, a decimal points out of whack there because I have a sad emoji. You wouldn't do a sad emoji for 1 inch, would you? God, I don't think so. I think it's a tenth of an inch, I think is what happened.
Well, we are like 3.5 inches, 3.54 below normal over the year to date, Bismarck. One now may get a sad emoji.
Sounds like Heidi is swinging for the fences. I told you that one right. Let's go to the next one. I wouldn't believe anything Senator Heitkamp says. She has more colors than the horse of many colors, and she changes in quite a bit faster than it does. So it's Marvin Dickinson. Inch and a third in Tappan, 59 and cloudy right now, humidity 99, dew point 58, winds east at 19. Love the weather report, thank you. Mike in Aberdeen, South Dakota says, just about 2 inches, started at 3:35 this morning, cloudy and 68 there right now, 1.8 inches. Oof-da. I'm south of the University of Mary, about 2 miles, 65 degrees right now, half an inch. Todd, you should change your buzzer. You're working on it. 17 miles north of Powers Lake, tenth of an inch. Baldwin, a little over half an inch. Ironically, the places that waste all the taxpayer money in weather modification are the driest places. You think that money is well spent? Says another. All right, let me get two more in here. I'll get back to the calls. Pollock, South Dakota, an inch and a third. Mandan, 3/4 of an inch. Texture, it didn't rain in the places that could still save the wheat crop, like north of 94 and west of 83. The rain in Linton is basically on dead wheat. I'm in Minot. My 20 hunters there will be gone by this evening. I'm worried for that listener. Positivity. Positivity. Back to the calls. Ron Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, the 7100's in Mandan, but three of us rode our motorcycles down to that population center of Edgeley, North Dakota in 2009 when Byron Dorgan held his first town hall meeting. And he introduced me to the microphone and said, Ron, I understand that you're, from your letter in the Bismarck Tribune last week, that you're a birther. So that was my introduction to the crowd.
Oh, how nice. Yeah, that's very kind.
Then we also attended the Heidi Heidt Camp kickoff meeting for her campaign at the Bismarck Library, and she was defending Obamacare, calling it a budget saver. I'll get back to you with the figures, she said. At that same time, the CBO was rating it at $800 billion loss over the first 10 years. Within 2 weeks, CBO came out a $1.2 trillion loss over the next 10 years. So that's the truth we got from Heidi at her kickoff meeting.
Yeah, and there hasn't been a lot of those other meetings where we've had a chance to interact with her, I've noticed, Ron. But if you find one, let us know, because this hiding thing, Heidi is hiding, I think has legs. I really do. I mean, legs meaning, you know, it can last. That she can't continue to do that. She can try and be able to say, no, I was with this group and that group, but it's not like Congressman Kramer coming on for an hour, taking calls, or going to coffee with Kramers or whatever. That is the same thing we did with Senator Hoeven up in Watford City. I mean, come on. That's a town hall meeting, real town hall meeting, real interaction with real people.
Well, you can lay your hands on them.
Who employ you. Well, hopefully respectfully, but I get your point.
Hopefully, but yeah. Well, but he's that accessible.
Right, exactly. That's a good point.
Who else is?
Yeah. Mark and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I live out by the University of Maryhead 8800s, but here's the deal with Heidi and her support for the wall. She's going to support it until the rubber meets the road, then she's going to find something that she, in good conscience, cannot support it.
Oh, good point. Good point. The kind of, well, I wanted to support this badly, but by golly, they put that little thing in there about this, that, or the other thing. And come to think of it, in that same hearing, she might have already started that. Mark, you might be onto something. Another part of that same hearing, she was talking about the fact that many people are coming across the border from these countries where there is, you know, the murder rates are just awful. And then we have this policy of separating baby from parent. We can't do that. So yeah, I took it as a sort of let them in rather than do the separation because they're coming from a bad place. I got to listen to that again, but your comment prompted that reminder for me. And you're exactly right. That's the game. That's the political game, right?
Yeah, it is. But and one other thought I have, too, with Heidi is that I've got this stinking suspicion that North Dakota is going the way like Minnesota. The Red River Valley, I think, is going to start swinging a lot of our elections, and they tend to be a lot more liberal.
It is definitely a worry. And the Republican Party of North Dakota has been, in my mind, pretty amateur hour when it comes to the Red River Valley. They've talked about it forever. I mean, going back to when Chris Berg worked for the party, they were going to put him in Fargo, and it really has not worked. And right now, they're asleep at the switch. I can't believe it. We've got a Senate campaign going on right now, and I don't know if we have Republican Party officials. I don't, because do you see any counter to anything that is going on with Heidi Heitkamp? And there's plenty of things you can pick from of her voting record and this comment I'm just using, and nothing, not a press release, not an ad, not a, you know, I mean, come on, Republican Party, wake up, get in the game.
She got that right. I see the ads on TV. I see those long signs that are going, she's running already, and there's nobody countering her.
No, it's bad news. My hope is the governor, who obviously is darn successful, campaign just coming off that, will start to, you know, grabbing some leadership there from others that are asleep at the switch on it. I'm tired of it. Mark, thanks for the call. Mark and Goodrich, Leon, Bismarck, you're next. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I've ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You know, 200 years old, and I wouldn't get to all the great stories about North Dakota businesses. Just salt of the earth, rock solid people, generations of leadership. H.A. Thompson & Sons is one of those companies. It started in 1908, and the plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, Bismarck, yes, but all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They started in Bismarck, now they're everywhere. And they're a lake service contractor. I have talked to businesses that have saved so much money because of cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements that they have with Lincoln H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more about it at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. And contract maintenance tab. Check that out. You'll see what I'm talking about. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And lots of calls waiting, so let me get to all of you here. Mark and Goodrich, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm a North Dakota conservative because I understand the basic principles in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. It's important to remember the states refused to ratify the Constitution unless they had a Bill of Rights attached to it. And then the number 10, the 10th Amendment, is the one that states that all powers not specifically granted to the federal government by the Constitution, all those powers not specifically granted were then back to the states. So it's the whole idea of limited government, which is based on the idea of self-government, which is based on the idea that people that believe in Judeo-Christian principles do not need heavy-handed government to keep them in line, because we submit ourselves to God and to God's law. And when you do that, you create a society that's based on freedom. But your freedom really comes from the fact that you submit to God and you're willing to live according to God's basic commandments. And that provides, you know, the best possible society that we can come up with in this fallen world, you know.
Sounds like some rock solid advice. It is a fallen world. There's no doubt about that. And a good guidepost. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. Leon of Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was just calling to say a friend of mine, she had 6,300s of rain in her rain gauge this morning.
6,300, you said?
Yeah.
In Bismarck?
Yeah, in North Bismarck.
All right, beautiful. That's actually the official rainfall amount from the Weather Service, too. So that number evidently held kind of broadly against across Bismarck. Appreciate that, Leon. Thank you very much. Sherry in Williston, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I just recently moved to North Dakota from Montana. I heard you saying how the Republican Party is kind of asleep at the wheel. Well, when I was in Montana, if there were any issues coming up for vote, we would inundate the Capitol with phone calls and comments and emails and letters. And a lot of times we prevented bad stuff from getting passed. Maybe it's time for the North Dakota people to really do that. I think this is an opportunity for people to truly take back our government for us.
Yeah, I think the next opportunity for that, Sherry, will be the health care bill that'll be coming up in the Senate. That'll be a great example for you know, North Dakotans to say, we want this. All right, we got to wait and see what the final outcome is, right, so we know. But if we like the final product, you know, you got Heidi Heitkamp toying the Democratic line with Chuck Schumer, which you got to hear about. She has really done some dangerous votes. The Iran deal is probably the worst. The absolute worst.
Oh, absolutely.
And given especially the fact we have an oil industry here that took an enormous hit as a result of that. So we give all this money to Iran, and we take a hit on our own oil companies in North Dakota providing for much of the economy. It's unforgivable, that vote. And I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to let anybody else forget about it. But, you know, your point is well taken, Sherry. That's where the Republican Party in this case should be taking these up one by one. We can obviously do it with, you know, here on the show when we see ones that need it. You can do it any time. You can let your voice be heard. But a lot of experts told us that, you know, I don't know if you remember that gun vote that Obama tried to ram through.
Yes, I do.
And she was a deciding vote on that. She voted the right way. She waited a long time, but it was after she was inundated with calls from North Dakotans say, do not vote for that she ultimately swayed that way. And every gun lobby expert in Washington, D.C. said, hey, your show was the reason. The calls that you got out and the flooding her, that was the absolute reason. We weren't able to do that. You know, we couldn't motivate people in that way, and you did. So that needs to be done. I'm just saying the party that's the opposition party. Now, John Hoeven is of the opposite party of Heidi Heitkamp, but John Hoeven can't be the guy that constantly criticizes Heidi Heitkamp because he's in the U.S. Senate where there has to work with her. If he gets asked, he'll answer the question honestly, but he's not the guy to go out and be a partisan. The party is. The party is the one that needs to stand up to this to say, this is wrong. Here's your vote. Give me a list. Show me the votes. Do something. Right? Yeah. I mean, counter the ads. I mean, just sign a life. That's what I want.
Exactly. And may I suggest, maybe there's a lot of people that you don't even know who their representative is or who to call or email. maybe that would be something, is put a list of the names of people that they people need to call and give their phone numbers and their email addresses. That's what we did over there.
Make it easy. What you did in Montana makes sense, and we need to do more of it here. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate the call. Busy hour, great hour. Love the Flag Day shout-outs, too, and all the rainfall totals. Keep them coming.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.